Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Have you ever been in any accidents? And I don't just mean car accidents. Accidents happen all the time, but perhaps they can be prevented. Well, friends, my name is Gabe, and the name of our lesson is Safety First. 安全第一. Yes, safety first. Now, here's a question for you. What are some ways to keep your workplace safe? What are some ways to keep your workplace safe? The answers are in the first part of our lesson, so listen closely. Friends, I believe your English will improve today. Here we go.
Safety first. Accidents happen, but many can be prevented. Safety should be a priority in any workplace. Every year, hundreds of people are injured on the job. Accidents can be prevented if everyone in the company is aware of common workplace safety issues. Slipping and tripping are workplace safety concerns in any work environment. Keeping walkways clear and wiping up any liquids spilled on floors are absolute necessities. Electrical safety is also a workplace issue. Employees should be educated on the safe use of electrical equipment, such as extension cords and power strips.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 priority 这个名词 ,P-R-I-O-R 这个字根有第一或首要的意思。所以 priority 在这里是优先的考量或者是最优先的事。例如 ,the welfare of our employees is our first priority. 员工们的福祉是我们的优先考量。priority 也指优先顺序。例如 ,the most important thing for you to do is to set your priorities straight.现在最重要的事情就是把你的优先顺序排好。继续我们看的是 extension cord 这个名词 ,EX 这个字首有向外的意思 ,TENS 这个字根有延伸的意思。所以 extension 是指延长或扩大 ,cord 是指绳子所以 extension cord 就是指延长线。例如 ,Dad ran an extension cord from the study to the living room.爸爸从书房拉了一条延长线到客厅，或者是 the switches on the extension cord are off， 延长线上的开关是关着的。
All right, safety first. That is an important rule. Rebecca, did you learn that growing up? Safety first?
Well, of course, Gabe. Doesn't everybody learn that when they're really young?
Well, actually, I think so. I think it's something that is very useful that a lot of cultures have taught. Okay, safety first. And of course, friends, in Chinese, you might recognize the phrase 安全第一, right? It's a very important rule all around the world.
That's right. And this is a phrase that we often use, well, we say it, when we are trying to encourage someone not to do something silly or dumb because they might end up getting hurt. For example, let's say that you're going to go hiking. Let's say hiking Yangmingshan, but a typhoon is coming. That's kind of a silly thing to do, right? So someone might say, remember, safety first.
That is very true. Think twice before you go hiking in a typhoon. Or...before you go to the beach with a typhoon coming, all right? Safety first. Now, this makes me think of the lesson we taught earlier this month about being safe in the summertime. If you want to go out in the sun, that's great to enjoy the sun, but remember your sunscreen, safety first.
Exactly. And of course, today's lesson is called Safety First. Well, we read...Accidents happen, but many can be prevented. And we're actually going to talk about that phrase as well. accidents happen. Now, this actually reminds me of an example.
Hmm?
Let's say that you're with a friend and they spilt their milk all over the table, or maybe even all over you. You might just sit up nice and straight and say, you know, it's okay. Accidents happen.
Okay, that's good. I was going to say, when should we use this phrase? And that's one time where you can use this phrase, okay? Something happened, maybe somebody did something to you, and you want to make them feel okay. You could say, it's okay. Accidents happen. Or I think often if something bad happens, people want to blame other people. No, you did it. No, he did it. She did it. And that's when you can say, guys, come on. Accidents happen. We don't need to blame anybody.
That's right. But I do agree that many accidents can be prevented. And that is what our lesson discusses. We read, safety should be a priority in any workplace. Every year, hundreds of people are injured on the job. You know, this actually reminds me of, well, many years ago, I worked at a restaurant. It's called Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
You know Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, they got great food.
They do. Do you know what they serve there, Gabe?
They sell chicken in a sandwich.
Yes, they serve chicken sandwiches. Well, I remember one time I was working, and actually one of my coworkers got hurt on the job.
Wait, how did she get hurt? Because she swallowed a chicken bone from the sandwich?
No, she cut herself.
What?
She cut herself, you know, with like a knife. Because you have to cut the chicken, you have to cut the skin off.
Mm.
And she just cut her finger.
Ooh, I don't want to eat that chicken sandwich.
Right. Well, anyway, that's besides the point. The point is accidents happen. And this accident could have been prevented had she been more careful.
Okay, so again, safety first. You need to be careful, right? I like that phrase, by the way. You mentioned it, and it's in our lesson, on the job. If you're doing something on the job, you're doing something while working. All right, we continue. Accidents can be prevented if everyone in the company is aware of common workplace safety issues. And what is one of those issues? Well, we read here, slipping and tripping are workplace safety concerns in any work environment. Okay, so it's possible when you're walking to maybe slip or trip. But Rebecca,
what is
the difference between slipping and tripping?
Well, slipping, it's usually there's water on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say that you're walking and then you just step into a puddle and then you just kind of slip.
Yes.
Okay. Now, tripping is when there's something actually in the middle of the walkway and you're walking along and then you trip over it. Exactly.
What's that doing in the hallway?
Careful. Be careful, Gabe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful. Okay, so friends, slipping. I often slip when I'm wearing my flip-flops outside and it's kind of wet. The ground might be a little bit slippery, and sometimes I might trip over something as well. Well, we read here, keeping walkways clear and wiping up any liquids spilled on floors are absolute necessities. It's very important.
And of course, electrical safety is also a workplace issue. Employees should be educated on the safe use of electrical equipment, such as extension cords and power strips.
Well, we do have more to learn about safety issues. But first, let's join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud as they talk about a slippery slope.
Slip.
A slope can be a dangerous place to be, especially when it's slippery.
I remember driving in the wintertime in America. Now, when a road becomes icy, it can be very slippery. So imagine being on an icy slope. Once you start to slide down, you cannot stop. You just slide faster and faster until you crash.
Slippery slope is therefore often used as a metaphor for a situation or habit that is likely to lead to a worse situation or habit. For example, some people believe that smoking cigarettes is a slippery slope to doing drugs. One will inevitably lead to another.
Or if you're in the habit of cheating in school. It could be a slippery slope to doing other immoral or illegal acts later in life. Who knows?
Another word that comes to mind is snowball. If you roll a snowball down a snow-covered hill, it will pick up snow along the way and get larger and larger. So a problem might snowball or become more serious over time.
Right. Now, these two expressions are similar, but are used differently. Slippery slope is used to describe a situation that, once you're caught in it, you will likely end up in a bad place. But snowball, the verb, is used to describe a thing, like a problem or a debt, that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
有一些事情我们不做则已，一旦尝试了，就好像上瘾一样，越陷越深。 这种状况在英文常常被形容是一个 slippery slope， 很滑的斜坡。我们可以想象一个又陡又滑的斜坡，你走上去了以后，有可能滑下山谷，一去不回。比如说 ，smoking cigarettes is a slippery slope to doing drugs， 一旦开始吸烟，最后就有可能落到吸毒的地步。Slippery slope 也可以单独的用 ，don't try smoking， it's a slippery slope， 不要吸烟哦。 那会让你无法自拔，越陷越深。还有一个相关的字 ，snowball，snowball 是雪球，但也可以当动词用。To snowball 就是如同滚雪球般的增长。那这个字通常用于一个问题，比如说一笔债务，你置之不理的话，有可能会 snowball 越变越大。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just jumping rope with this power strip extension cord. It's not really for jump roping. However, I think it's more fun to jump rope with this than it is to trip over something like this. Have you ever tripped over a power cord or extension cord in your office or at home? You need to be careful. Friends, our lesson is called Safety First. It's important to be safe. Well, we're going to continue with a conversation in the workplace, so let's get started.
Safety First. Conversation A. In a hallway, Laura sees Brad.
Hey, Brad! Wait a second! I need to talk to you!
Laura, are you all right?
I think so, but ouch! My wrist kind of hurts.
I hope you didn't break it.
I don't think I did. It's not swelling. I won't be a cripple.
That's good. But what is this extension cord doing here in the hall?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to find out.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 trip, T-R-I-P 这个字。 Trip 当名词的时候是指旅行，但是在这里它是当动词，意思是指绊倒。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都是要重复字尾 p 加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，The boy tripped and fell down， 这个男孩绊倒后跌倒了；或者是 The old lady tripped over a cable and got injured， 这位老太太被电线给绊倒了而且受伤了；或者是 The player got caught tripping his opponent。 这位选手绊倒对方时被逮到了。最后我们看的是 cripple 这个名词。cripple 是指瘸子、跛子或者是瘫子。例如 ，In the Bible, Jesus healed a cripple on the Sabbath. 圣经中耶稣在安息日的时候医治了一个瘫子。注意 cripple 现在已经是一个不尊敬的名称，如果要说行动不便的人，正确的说法是 physically challenged， P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L-L-Y， challenged 是 C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E-D。 cripple 可以当动词，意思是使伤残或者是使瘫痪，例如 the enemy broke our code and crippled our communication， 敌方破译了我们的密码，瘫痪了我们的通讯。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so it's time for us to get started with conversation A. But, Gabe, I noticed that you have something in your hands there.
Yes. This is, I'm trying to decide, Rebecca, is this an extension cord or is it a power strip?
I would think that it's actually more of a power strip because you see this part right here?
Yeah.
This is where you can plug electronics in.
Okay. But it's very long, too. So it's an extended power strip?
An extended power strip. Hey, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
An extended power strip.
All right. Well, this, Rebecca is right. This is more like a power strip. Extension cords are long like this, but they have a different purpose. Actually, a very similar purpose. Okay, well, friends, let's get started with this conversation.
Conversation A. Let's do it. So, of course, we see this person, Laura, is in a hallway. And then Laura sees Brad. Hey, Brad, wait a second. I need to talk to you. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Did you trip over something?
I did.
Friends, safety first. Learn from Rebecca. Don't make that mistake. Okay, continue.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, Brad, he runs over to me, kind of like what Gabe just did, and says, Laura, are you all right? You like my guy voice?
That's pretty good, Rebecca. Can you go lower?
Laura, are you all right? It's okay.
Very good. Laura says, I think so, but ouch! My wrist kind of hurts. So, she tripped over a wire and probably fell on her hand, so her wrist kind of hurts.
She tripped over an extension cord that was lying across the hallway. Friends, never, never leave an extension cord lying across the hallway. Well, Brad responds, I hope you didn't break it.
Yeah, I hope she didn't break the extension cord either, Rebecca.
No. He was referring to her wrist.
Right. You know, that brings up an interesting point, Rebecca. If you get into an accident, or if your friend gets into an accident, it's important for you to show concern for your friend. Even if maybe they broke something of yours, don't say, oh, no, my thing. You need to say, oh, no, my friend, are you okay?
Right. The person is definitely more important than the item that broke. Okay, well, Laura responds by saying, I don't think I did. It's not swelling. I won't be a cripple.
Okay. She won't be a cripple.
Of course she's not going to be a cripple.
That sounds like a very extreme thing to say. Because it was just a little accident, it doesn't mean she's going to maybe be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Or on crutches. So this is really extreme. Is she being sarcastic here?
You know, Laura sounds like she's being very sarcastic. And you know something, Gabe? Do you ever find yourself being sarcastic?
No, Rebecca, never. I'm never sarcastic.
Wait. Hold on. I think that's a perfect example of sarcasm.
Okay.
Because, Gabe, you can be sarcastic at times. I can be sarcastic.
You're right. Sometimes we say the opposite of what we mean. 有点反话，对不对? And that is sarcasm. Or sarcasm is the noun, S-A-R-C-A-S-M. And if you always say things with a lot of sarcasm, you could say you are a sarcastic person.
Exactly. And I think right now Laura is using a lot of sarcasm. She is being sarcastic. And when she said, I won't be a cripple, Brad responds, that's good, but what is this extension cord doing here in the hall?
What is this sentence doing here in our lesson? This is a good phrase to know. What is something doing here? Friends, you can use this phrase in many different ways. That means, what is the purpose of something.
What is this book doing here, like on the table? I don't understand. Or what is this glass doing in my room?
And of course, what is the extension cord doing in the hall? Laura has no idea. Brad says, I'm going to find out. And we are going to find out next time. But for right now, it's time for an SC challenge.
Yes.
Okay, let's see who is being challenged today in our SC challenge. What is your name?
My name is Angus.
Well, I already know that. Angus, you're a good friend of mine. All right, Angus, here's the question for you. What can you do to make your life safer? Okay, so our lesson is all about safety tips and making sure that safety is first, right? So what in your life can you do to make your life safer?
Safer. Okay, I try to not...
I know.
I would go on a scooter without my helmet.
I was just going to suggest, yeah, because I know that Angus likes to ride his scooter, and it's important to have a helmet.
Wait, Angus, you like to ride a scooter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so since we're asking you this question about, you know, making your life safer, do you feel like your life is a dangerous place?
I live a very dangerous life.
How do you live a dangerous life?
I don't know. I go about in two places.
You know what, Rebecca? I think what he means is that he's a very adventurous man. Ladies, if you are looking for an adventurous person, Angus is sitting right here. Just call. No, I won't give out his cell phone number.
Oh, yeah. We have a question. Mm-hmm. What is the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Oh.
I have been to Mongolia. Oh. But not on my scooter, though.
No,
well, thank goodness
scooter.
It wasn't on your scooter.
Yeah,
that was fun.
You know, but actually, back to the scooter thing. Angus is actually my roommate, and I know he likes to ride his scooter, and I actually suggest having two helmets. Angus, what do you think about riding with two helmets?
Both on my head.
Well, where else are you going to put a helmet? Yeah, both on your head.
I'll try that next time.
Will you feel safer that way?
I think so. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, Adventurous Angus, A-A. All right, friends, what can you do to make your life safer? We will see you next time.
That was so great, Angus. Where are you going in such a rush?
Hey, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? So that extension cord, what was that extension cord doing on the ground?
I think we might find the answer in tomorrow's lesson right here on
Studio Classroom.